Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Some hellified introduction music. What's going on, FWC, tonight? This is the head admin, DeJuan Mills, reporting to you live on this lovely, lovely Monday evening. Forgive me. I am actually boarding the plane, heading back to Kansas City. Had a hell of a night at the FWC arena. So if I'm going in and out, I apologize. It ain't me. It's the jet. So what's going on? As you can see, Mr. AJ Atticus is not with us tonight. I'm not sure if you guys noticed that. But I am joined tonight by a very, very, very special guest who will be taking Mr. AJ Atticus' place. I am joined by none other than the FHC Heavyweight Champion and also
DeJuan, thank you for admitting that I am the special guest host tonight. Seeing as that goofy-looking AJ Atticus is not here.
Richard, am I coming in clearly? I know the plane's kind of loud, but did you hear? I wasn't done yet. I wasn't done.
Oh. Can you hear me? In turn, Jimmy just cued my music, so I figured it was me.
No, I wasn't done.
I'm pretty sure you cued your own music.
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen of the FWC tonight, we are joined by a very, very special guest. He is the FHC Heavyweight Champion of the chapter. He is also the Warriors Heart Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you none other than Corbin Slater and, of course, Richard Priest. Gentlemen, Corbin, let me start by you, man. Thank you for joining us tonight, man. I know it was kind of a last-minute situation, but we appreciate you. That's what champions do, man. They step up at the last second, brother. First of all, we're going to start with you, Corbin. How are you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Filling in for AJ. I mean, one's a good friend of mine, but yet again, more better looking than he is, of course, as Richard Priest would probably agree with that. But, yeah, I'm ready to get this show on the road. I'm ready to help out as much as I possibly can tonight. So let's get things rocking.
Corbin, I will admit, you are better looking than Massacre.
I mean, they're twins, so, I mean, they look about the same, right? I mean, that's my opinion, at least.
I mean, out of all of the Atticuses that I've met so far, AJ's probably the best looking one out of Massacre and Allison and himself.
I guess some would probably have to agree with that point now, would they? But, for starters, none of this, and I repeat, none of this would be possible, ladies and gentlemen, without our great and excellent sponsors over at the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe Renee that can be heard every single Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. Richard Priest, do me a favor, man. My notes are kind of jumbled up here. Don't they have some very special guests this upcoming Wednesday?
Oh, yes, they do. They always have very special guests on the Wrestle Talk podcast every Wednesday night.
Yeah, but I meant who are the – you know what? I got it. I can see where this is going, so I got it. Don't worry. So this Wednesday on the Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee, we're going to have Rick
No.
Okay. I'm not even going to guess what the word of the night is, but it might be Rick Savage. Ain't no telling. But we're going to have Rick Savage on the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee this upcoming Wednesday. Also, Velvet Thunder, which is sponsored by Collar X Elbow, hailing from Singapore. So, yeah, good show. Tune in. Get it cracking. Everybody tune to that show. Joe does a great job. Renee does an even better job. And I've been a fan of that particular podcast for the longest, the best wrestling podcast in the Midwest. I'm not going to run out.
No.
I think we figured it out. Corbin Slater, if you don't already know, which I'm pretty sure you listen to the show all the time, we have these word of the nights, or I guess set off words, and I think the word of tonight is Rashard Priest. Have you figured it out?
Of course I figured it out. I'm the most intelligent one here.
Okay, so what's the word?
That's for me to know and you to figure out, Dewan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Corbin, I'm glad you're here tonight. If Rashard Priest gets a little bit out of line, give him a good nudge of one of your championship belts. I would appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Rashard Priest, you try not to interrupt, you know, the admin there if you could. You know, just saying. That's very disrespectful. I know that's your game and all, but, you know, we had a pretty big night tonight also. So I think it's time for a Raw recap.
Rashard Priest, do you have those notes, sir?
I have every note ever made. Hogan was on top of it tonight.
So let's get right into it, Ben. We had our first match of the night. Robert, the masked assassin. I think that's what he's calling himself these days, right? It was just Robert. I lost track. Against yours truly, the other guy on the line, Rashard Priest. So, Rashard, since you're here.
I know it's your first night here and you're filling in. Usually we save the main event match for last. And any match that I am in is always main event.
I'm pretty sure that you weren't fighting for a title. And the best lady competitors we have in the FWWC, if not the two of the best competitors we have in the FWWC, were in the main event, not you.
Well, I jerked the curtain, but I set the pace for tonight when I once again defeated Robert, the Mask Assassin, and this time I did it without my Vincent Knight mask on. So I am now 2-0 and still continuing to try to help these UXT guys better themselves. I think Robert came out of this match a little bit better than he was when he went in.
I do have to say I'm really glad you're not padding your stats. You're not, you know, pulling your Vincent Knight numbers and combining with your Rashard Priest numbers, because, you know, that just seems like a very Rashard Priest move.
You know, I hired a statistician the other day who's actually calculating those numbers for me.
Well, anyway, I think we have more important things to talk about than some flummoxed numbers or whatever. That's a big word, by the way, Rashard. That might have surprised you a little bit, huh? So our second match of the night, though, we had your European champion, the heel deal, against the dead one herself, La Muerta, where we saw heel deal picking up the victory.
And I'm a big fan. I'll tell you guys what, man. I am a huge, huge fan of the heel deal. I've always been a fan of the heel deal. I mean, this guy, when he first came into the chapter, he did everything he said he was going to do. He's captured titles. He's been in big main event matches. And now he's the European champion. And, I mean, this guy has always had a tendency to cause a little bit of controversy. And if you guys been noticing on the chapter page, he's been calling out a few guys. One guy in particular was Mr. Julius Cairo for his Intercontinental Championship. The heel deal feels like it's still his belt, even though he cashed it in for a heavyweight championship shot. So, Rashard Priest, what are your thoughts about that? Do you think the heel deal is deserving to that IC title match, or do you think you'd just be happy with the European Championship?
You know, as a former Intercontinental Champion myself, it's always nice to have multiple belts around your waist. I, at one point in time, was a two-time champion. Our guest tonight, Mr. Slater here, he holds a couple belts. The only belt he does not hold is the tag team title belt, which he wasn't able to win at SummerSlam for myself and El Mata. But if you want to go for more belts than what you got, go for as many as you can.
Certainly, certainly. It's definitely all about earning your way to those belts, and I'm sure you would know that the best. Right, Rashard Priest?
I try to always have my weight in gold around me.
Sometimes he makes it look bigger than it really is. Just remember that, folks.
Hey, Corbin, I like you, bro. I like you. Again, shout out to AJ for not being able to be here tonight. Nothing but love towards him. But Corbin, I'm liking how this is going, man. You take no bull crap, man. Let's keep it rolling.
Hey, no problem, no problem. Here we actually have another guest on the line, one that was actually involved in that match. We have Allison Shea, or is it La Muerta? I'm confused right now. I'm about as confused as AJ is, and he's related to her. So I guess let's get her on the line and see how she's doing.
It can be either, Corbin. It doesn't matter. Allison or La Muerta. I'm both.
Okay. Just making sure that. So how are you feeling after your loss to the European champion? I mean, he is the European champion. But how are you feeling tonight after that match?
Well, it's always hard to face a defeat, I'm not going to lie. But it does help knowing that he's not just some schmuck, that he's a champion and main roster at that.
Definitely,
that's
definitely.
Awesome. That's awesome. Go ahead, Corbin.
No, it's all you. I was actually going to throw it right to you there, Mr. Head Admin.
Cool. So, La Muerta... I'm still confused. I guess it's either. It's all good. I do have a question for you, ma'am. So you faced a champion tonight in the European champion, the heel deal. What are your thoughts or what are your opinions about obtaining gold in this chapter? I mean, you've been around for a while. You know, you're pretty much working on cementing your legacy as one of the premier superstars in the FWC. Don't you think it's time to have gold around your waist? And let me ask you this question. Who would you think would be able to go better for the championship, La Muerta or Allison Shea or both? Help me out because I'm still confused.
Well, both have their pros and cons. La Muerta is tougher than Allison Shea, but Allison Shea is more cunning, so it's hard to say. I might have to use a little bit of both. These champions are hard to beat.
So
hopefully I'm
going to
go after the one that I have my eye on the most right now is the one that's the easiest to obtain, and that would be the UXT title with Funky Flex.
Okay,
I've got hidden strings attached to him that he doesn't seem to be aware of, so I have an advantage
that
he doesn't know.
I think that just answered my question, because I was wondering, okay, why would this be easy for you? Why would it be something that would be simple? I mean, before I give it to Rashard Priest, would you like to elaborate on those ties, or is that still a mystery?
No.
All right.
I don't
want to
give
Rashard,
away my battle plan.
Well, Allison, I'll just call you Allison. Since everybody else is confused, I will keep myself from being like everybody else.
Thank you, Rashard.
Unfortunately, like we said, you came real close, but you came up short nonetheless. It seems you're a bit on a losing streak. I know you had a match at SummerSlam, which wasn't too fruitful. Last Monday night, you were upset. Well, not upsetted. You were defeated, plain and simple, by myself and the Goddess. And then tonight against the heel deal. How do you plan on turning around and bettering your luck, so to say?
Yes, I have been on a losing streak, Richard. Thank you so much for pointing that out.
That's
you
what
know
I
what they say. Perseverance is key.
Well, if you ever need a help in winning a match and you need a tag team partner, always call me. I win tag team matches.
That is just so sweet of you, Richard. I probably will never do that.
Good, because I don't tag with losers. All right, Corbin, go on.
Anyway, after that, I mean, you're going after Funky Flex. Yes, he's a UXT champion. You say you have an advantage against him, but he just stood toe-to-toe with me tonight. I mean, blow for blow, ounce of sweat for ounce of sweat, and he hung in there. I mean, I still got the win, but, I mean, he hung in there like a trooper. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be as easy as you think it's going to be.
Well, Corbin, it seems like you have forgotten that I've also stood toe-to-toe with you a couple times and was able to hang in just fine.
That is very true. That is very true. I mean, I did not have any titles on my shoulders at that point in time. For some reason, makes me perform even better. But anyway, that's besides the point. Thank you for calling in tonight. We really do appreciate it. Do you guys have any more questions for her, or are we good to move on?
I believe we're good. Allison, as always, thank you very much.
Good evening.
So it looks like we only have a couple more matches left. Tonight's Raw was rather short. Does anyone know what happened between Hardcore Hoss and... I think it was Battle Cat. Does anybody know what happened to that? I thought that was happening, wasn't it? I seem to have missed that.
You know, I'm quite as lost as well there, Corbin. I mean, I have my own match tonight. You know, it's kind of hard to keep up with other matches, but I believe it started. I don't know what happened. Hopefully the board of directors will, usually what they do every now and then, they'll pop in and kind of give us a heads up on what happened.
Yeah, Corbin, I've been looking at my emails and trying to figure all that stuff out. Again, shout out to Hardcore Hoss, our hardcore champ, and shout out to Battle Cat all the way from the East Coast. You got me. Unfortunately, sometimes things happen and... Again, we're not perfect, but hopefully we get these things situated and get it worked out.
All right. Well, with that match, actually, I've heard that we actually have Battle Cat, the man involved in that so-called match, actually on the line. I guess let's bring him in. I'm not going to lie, I'm probably going to let you guys handle the question so it doesn't get too heated, because he seems to be always going after. There he is. Well, how are you tonight, Battle Cat? I'll let these guys handle the questions so we don't interrupt the show too terribly much.
Fine. How's everybody?
Battle Cat, I'm doing great, man. I'm good. So what happened tonight?
You know, I feel good if I ask how Richard is doing, because, you know, usually I don't give a fuck about how he's doing, but we'll save that for, you know, I don't know, save it for another time.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm having some feedback in my headphones. I couldn't hear them.
Yeah, take the penises out the ear, then maybe you can hear a little bit better.
Battle Cat getting hardcore, baby. So, man, like I said, man, we've been going through our emails. We've been trying to figure out what went down tonight, bro. We was looking for
what
happened?
The FWWC, the so-called hardcore championship, hardcore champion himself, just, I don't know. Maybe he missed a flight or something, or maybe his Uber fucking left him. I don't know what the hell happened. But I know I went to the arena, and I'm just, like, there, just fighting with myself, basically, because I couldn't find him. But that's okay, because hopefully he show up tomorrow night, which he probably won't do that either.
Strong words and strong opinion from that.
I was bored. I didn't have nothing to do. next time give me somebody that's going to show up.
Hey, I'm getting word. I'm checking my email. Hold on, Rashard, please. I know you got something for Battle Cat. I'm getting an email saying that a missed flight at the airport in West Virginia for Hardcore Hoff. So it's been crazy weather everywhere. Legit prayers for people down
in Houston. I wouldn't be surprised if he purposely missed that flight, to be honest with you.
Well, like I said, man, it's been crazy weather everywhere, man. Shout out to the people in Texas. Crazy weather down there. Crazy weather on the East Coast. So, yeah, missed a flight. West Virginia, Hardcore Hoss, but I'm pretty sure he'll be showing up in town tomorrow for SmackDown Live in the FWC. So you never know, Battle Cat, you might get your wish.
That's if he don't miss another flight, huh? Maybe I should go pick his ass up myself, then he won't have no excuse not to show up, right? Maybe I think that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, Battle Cat, you're always trying to look for a fight, aren't you? So, you know, I don't want none. I've already beat you, what, twice, three times? That's besides the point. But anyway, to my next question, though. You did release a promo today telling everybody what titles you might potentially go after. Like most times that you speak on the camera, I was not sure which one you were going after. So is there any way you could possibly clear that up for everybody on
the
FWC
tonight? So you don't know which one I'm going after. It's called Mind Games. You ever heard of them?
It's called Mind Games.
You're going to know soon enough which one I'm going after. I ain't got a kiss and tell right now, but you will find out. That's to all champions. That's not just
Corbin
to the one.
Slater.
Hey, Rashard, you don't count. You're not a champion. Oh wait, well,
I'm
you're
a
half
champion.
You're a half champion. Okay, I get that.
Well, you're a zero champion.
Okay. Well, anyway, like I said, you're a half champion. That's not for you. That was not for you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Battle Cat, the head captain of the Losers Bench.
As always, he's getting salty.
We got some more matches to cover, so I say we move on from here.
Well, Battle Cat, once again, thanks for your time. I'm not going to be as much of an asshole as Rashard Priest. I'll just go out and say it. You know, I'm going to try to stay professional as possible. So, you know, that's what you do when you're on the FWWC tonight, I believe. I mean, I'm pretty sure. But thank you again for your time. I appreciate it. I'm sure Rashard Priest and the admin appreciates it. And you have a nice night.
Well, Corbin, you did bring up the fact earlier when we had Ms. Shea on the line that you did have a match tonight. It was yourself against the newly crowned UXT champion in a champion versus champion exhibition match versus Funky Flex, which it looked like you got the better of Funky Flex.
I did somehow get the better of Funky Flex. He actually did what most people haven't been doing as of late, as you might have seen recently. No one seems to be wanting a piece of Corbin Slater, the man holding number one and number two titles in the chapter. And this man, this UXT champion, stepped up and gave me everything he could possibly throw at me in the ring. It wasn't enough. But hell, he had one hell of a match. I've actually have word that we do have him on hold. So I say we bring him on and ask him a few questions.
Corbin, that was only one. There's many more to come. I took you to your limits in that match.
You did. You took me to my limits, but yet my limits were nowhere near yours because I still came out on top. Yet again, only one match, but hell, you put on one hell of a show. That's what matters. You actually stepped up to the challenge and proved yourself tonight, so kudos to you.
Like I said the other day, I've got a taste of gold, and I'm still hungry.
Actually, Corbin, just a tip. Next time you're in a match with Funky Flex and you want to guarantee yourself a win, bring a coconut with you.
You know what? I think I'll remember that next time, Richard. Thanks for actually giving me some advice for a change. I appreciate that. I really do. Deep down in my heart, 100% real on that one.
Ask your mom how those pina coladas was with that coconut, Richard.
Oh. Who's got the Gotham drop? Where's Sloan intern Jimmy? What's going on? Oh, my God. Funky Flex, Funky, UXT champion. What's going on, baby? How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Coming off the loss to the Metal Maniac.
I'm gonna
keep pushing forwards.
Yes, sir. So here's my question for you, man. Again, I always like to ask new champions these kind of questions, man, because I believe new champions deserve this kind of prestige. So, Funky, you are the UXT champion. You're on top of the UXT division. My question for you is this, sir. Where do you see yourself going in the future? You know, how do you believe you're going to lead the division? And is there any bad blood between yourself and your brother, the Saint? Is things all good from him? Because we haven't really seen him. You know, we've seen little bits and pieces, but, like, is things all good in the camp? Is everything all good with the Saviors of Funk? Or what's going down?
There is no bad blood between me and my brother. As a matter of fact, I spoke with him earlier today. Now, as to pertaining to leading the UXT division, I'm a fighting champion. Anybody that comes my way, I will not turn them away.
Actually, technically, Funky, as being the head trainer and the head mentor, I actually lead the UXT. You just happen to be the champion.
You might be the head trainer, but I am the UXT. You hear this? You hear this, Richard? That's my title.
You hear this? That's my tag team title.
You're half of a tag team title. El Mata carries you.
Well, let's see how well I do, and why don't you give me a rematch? But this time, now that you have a belt, let's see if you'll put that up on the line.
You work your way up. Become number one contender. Then you'll get a shot at my title.
Wow.
I worked my
like
way up this ladder. I busted my ass every single night. You do the same.
Okay. I'll just continue the streak that I'm on, and we'll go from there, Funky. Thanks for calling in, and next time I won't bring a coconut.
Awesome. Well, yeah. See what I got to deal with, Corbin? Like every week.
Yeah.
Like on a weekly basis.
It is a headache. It is a permanent headache.
You love it.
Yeah, I love it when you're late to the show.
Corbin, since you're sitting over in AJ's seat, I think in his top drawer, I think he has some ibuprofen in there because he always complains about headaches too on the show.
Yet again, because he sits next to you. I understand this now. It's very clear. So anyway, moving on, we do have our main event to cover tonight against two of the best competitors in the FWWC that it has to offer at this point in time. We had the Women's Championship on the line against the Enchantress and the Marvelous Missy. Now, the Marvelous Missy and I go way back from, we both came in about the same time. And she's worked hard every single night, every single day to get where she is and to have a chance to become the women's champion for the second time.
Woohoo! Two times women's champ, baby! Man, oh man. You know what? I was backstage checking this match out. Holy moly. But Missy is no freaking joke. And she earned that championship. Much respect to the Enchantress, man. My girl, my homegirl, man. Much love to her. She put up a damn good fight. But Missy brought the fire. Missy brought the pain. And now she's a two-time, two-time women's champion. Congratulations to her.
Congrats to the Marvelous Missy.
Yes, one heck of a heartfelt fight. Do you feel kind of bad for the Enchantress. I've actually been working a lot with her down here in the UXT while I'm still down here. I believe I have two months now, or just under 2 months, so I can come back to the main roster. But I feel for her. You know, she did her best. She worked hard. Why she held that title, she brought a little prestige to it. So, Enchantress, I hope to see that belt around your waist once again.
Well, congratulations yet again to the marvelous Missy. Like the admin said, you're two-time women's champion. Congratulations to her yet again, Enchantress. Another hard-fought match. And I'm sure you'll find your way back to that belt very soon. I mean, not to discredit that she is one half still of your UXT tag champions as well. So there's also that.
Yeah, she's one half of Enchanting Chaos, her and my really good friend, the goddess Arya, are the current
the one
UXT
you've been working
tag
with really closely, right?
We won a match last week, a tag team match, against Allison and her ugly brother.
And I really think this friendship is one-sided. So are you her best friend or is she your best friend? I mean, I'm trying to figure it out because you talk about her a hell of a lot more than she talks about you. But I guess it is what it is.
Or are you just paying her a lot of money to act like your friend? Because that's what I feel is going on here.
You know, Corbin, I'm not like you. I don't have to pay to get what I want. I mean, I have the money to do it, but I don't have to.
How much did you give El Mato to convince him to be your tag team partner again? Wasn't that something we were talking about before? Or is that me and Mato? I don't remember. Things are just being all kind of mixed up in my head today. So
the amount of money that I paid tribute to get into La Familia and the reasons why we will not discuss here on the show.
Okay, well, our Raw recap is done for the night. That was a rather short Raw compared to what it usually is. And no one said his name.
Hello, gentlemen. What is all the commotion? How is everybody today?
We're doing great, Nightmare Alexander Jones. Sorry, it's really hard for me to remember that.
Who the hell is Alexander Jones? You're talking to Nightmare Jones, you know, the legend Nightmare Jones, the legends, your legends champion Nightmare Jones. I mean, any of that.
Former legends champion.
Wait a minute. When did I lose my legends championship? Who beat me for my Legends Championship?
I believe that was... I'll let Richard Priest handle this. He says it the best.
Well, technically, it is my Legends Championship there, Nightmare. I let you loan it, and apparently you handed it off to Massacre, which I will be getting back from him rather more sooner than later, since I am the greatest...
I'm sorry, Richard. Can you please repeat that? Because all I heard was hibbity hoo ha zibbity doo da. My name is Richard Priest, and I like peanuts. That's all that I heard.
Wait, peanuts or penis? There's
I don't know. Nightmare Jones said something about liking my penis, and that's usually something that I let the girls like. You lost at SummerSlam.
Yeah, but Chuck has never seen it. But anyways, did I hear you correctly? Did you say that Massacre beat me for my Legends Championship? No, see, because if I faced Massacre, Massacre would be buried 6 feet under right now. I don't know what kind of games that you're trying to play. Because I remember sitting at home watching SummerSlam because I didn't have a match at SummerSlam. So I don't know what kind of games that you people are trying to play, but I'm starting to get a little bit pissed off.
Do we have another twin brother situation? Really? Again?
There is no twin brother. I don't have a brother. There's only one person. There's only one Nightmare Jones. My God, if there
were
two Nightmare Jones, the world would... Stupid idiot.
You were sitting at home. Are you kidding me?
What the hell is that music playing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What
I'm
the
sorry.
Hell is this music?
Yeah, what...
That's what I play every time
Alexander Jones comes on. Who the hell is Alexander Jones? You keep saying Alexander Jones. Who in the hell is this Alexander Jones? I've never heard of Alexander Jones.
Let me clear this up for you. You were sitting at home. Nightmare Jones was sitting at home during SummerSlam while somebody
else
beat
I never had a match
Alexander Jones.
How could I lose my title if I never had a match?
Well, Alexander Jones took your title somehow, some way, looked exactly like you, and then got put in a body bag.
Saying Alexander Jones, I don't know who Alexander Jones is. You keep saying that name, but I don't know who this Alexander Jones is.
I keep saying it. I keep on explaining it to you.
Corbin,
blah, blah, blah. Because I know that I didn't lose my Legends Championship. I mean, I'm looking at my Legends Championship right now. So how could I have lost it?
Make sure that's not paper mache.
Oh, it's the real thing.
Just check it. Make sure.
I'm confused.
Oh, Mr. Dijon
right
Mills. Did you happen to have any great coupon?
But you know what? I've been hearing that for 30-something years, so it doesn't really bother me. Nightmare, Alexander, whoever the F you are, bro.
Hell,
you
keep saying
are, hey,
Alexander,
are they,
then I'm going to start getting mad.
Okay, Nightmare. First of all, I'm glad to see you, Nightmare. Let's get that straight, because I like you a hell of a lot better than I like Alexander Jones, because it is true. If this was Nightmare Jones, Nightmare Jones would not have lost the Legends Champion. Okay?
I didn't lose. I was the Legends Champion.
Nope. Yeah. Rasar, can you help me out? Somebody.
Since being a lot familiar, to try to explain something to Nightmare Jones is like trying to pull a grape from a kumquat tree. Somebody wake up Julius Cairo.
Well, I don't know what kind of
Jones
you guys are playing right now, but you all are starting to piss me off, and I need to get the hell off of you before I start putting every single one of you in timeout, and you know you don't want that.
Nightmare Jones, why don't you call the Night Owl over at the BOD's office, and let him explain everything to you, sir.
Did he leave? Did he finally leave?
Did he leave?
I think
he left.
Okay, just don't say his name three times because he'll show up again. We don't want that.
Okay.
So, I mean, now that our... Yeah.
Can we move on? Are we good to go, Corbin? Are we straight?
I think we're good now. I mean, Raw recap's over. Nightmare Jones, Alexander Jones' interruption's over. That's great. Richard, Dewan, I'm sure you guys have important things to say, like usual.
I do.
I'll let you guys.
I most certainly do. Again. Like I said before, and I will say it once again, none of this, ladies and gentlemen, of the FWC tonight would be possible without our friends at the WrestleTop Podcast with Joe and Renee. Again, this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, we're going to have Rick Savage on the show. Awesome, awesome, awesome competitor. Awesome, awesome, awesome worker in the ring. Also, Velvet Thunder, sponsored by Collar and Elbow, hailing from Singapore. I got to visit a country sometime, man. It was great. But, Corbin, as you know, like we do every show, we have one of my favorite segments, which is called the promo of the week. And that's when we take the best promo that, you know, submitted to myself, the board of directors, Rashard Priest, AJ Atticus, and we all make different choices of who gets promo of the week. Now, how can you qualify for promo of the week? Material, you know, consistency, being active, and just putting all that you have into that particular said promo. So this week, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the promo of the week is a lot more closer to us than we think. Ladies and gentlemen.
And you're welcome.
What?
Again.
What? I don't even think I saw a promo from you this week. If I did, it got lost in transition. No. Ladies and gentlemen, winner of promo of the week, none other than Corbin Slater. That's
well,
right.
Thanks.
That's right. Ladies
yet again,
and gentlemen, Corbin Slater did it. What's your thoughts, Corbin? Give us how you feel about not only being a double champion, but now promo of the week winner, man. How you feeling, baby?
I'm pretty stoked. I'm not gonna lie here. I was not expecting that. In full honesty, I was pretty sure. I'm just saying. I don't know if it counts as a promo, but I was pretty sure that Vincent Knight, Richard Priest was gonna weasel his way in there somehow, some way, because you know it's about padding stats and money and gold, but hey, I'm pretty excited that I got to walk away with another promo of the week. How many is that for you, Richard Priest? I believe that's four for me.
How many promo of the weeks have I won?
Yeah, I mean, not counting the ones you give yourself every week.
I do legitimately know that I do hold the record for four in a row.
Not counting the ones you give yourself.
Not counting the ones I give myself.
Four in a row? When the hell did that happen? Can somebody remind me?
I'm baffled.
It was right around Universe Mania. I got one the week before Universe Mania. Then everybody got it at Universe Mania, and I'm everyone. And then the 2 weeks after that, I won again.
Okay.
I think we're going to go back and check that out. Fortunately,
who
are
your paying
team
stats for you?
Yeah, we got to look at that, bro. We got to look at that.
Corbin Slater, I will say one thing. Your wake the hell up promo, I hope did wake some people up, because unfortunately now it's time to transition into my favorite part of the show where I put somebody on the side of the milk carton. We've been throwing around some names on who shouldn't be on the milk carton this week. Massacre's name has come up. AJ's name has come up since he wasn't here tonight. I think Arden Murphy's name was thrown around, but I am putting Julius Kyro on the side of the milk carton this week. You can say I'm bitter, but I'm still a little upset about UXT TakeOver Brooklyn the night before SummerSlam, where Julius Kyro had the audacity to dress up like the Super Freak, come out, and then in the middle of our match, which we were winning at the time, leave myself and the other guy that was in my team, I believe it was the Saint, just left us hanging. The audacity of a man to do anything like that is beyond me. I would never leave a person behind.
Oh, okay. But, you know, Richard, whatever stones you throw inside glass houses is pretty much on you. Because regardless of your feelings, I would not try to push Julius Kyro's buttons right about now. I mean, he's not in a good mood. He hasn't been in a good mood. And I think that, this isn't going to make him feel any better.
Why would I throw stones? Why would I even live in a glass house? There's no privacy. That seems ridiculous.
No, we know you live in a glass house. You can see a reflection 24/7. Come on now.
I live in
a
mirror house.
Think outside the box, Richard, please. Okay, that makes a little more sense, I guess.
Actually, no, I don't live in a mirror house. I have a mirror room. I have one room in my house that is just mirrors, so that way I can go in and observe greatness from every angle.
And let me guess, there's a turntable right in the middle you stand on, just spins you around so you just look at yourself, right?
Corbin, have you been in my house? Because you're describing the room a little too well here.
No, I just know you pretty well. Just saying. It's pretty hard to predict what you're going to say next. It involves money, women, and bribing people to win championships. So,
hey, I never had to bribe anybody to win a championship. Have I bribed you to take one of your championships from you? No. Because if I'm going to take one, I will take it fair and square and in the ring.
Okay, says the guy who's never beat me. So anyway, I do hear that.
I remember at SummerSlam, I faced a team called the Los Lucha Maniacs, and myself and El Mata walked out with our belts while El Luchador KC and his partner I'm forgetting his partner's name from the Lethal Lottery, but they walked out empty-handed.
Well, we did walk out empty-handed, yes, but once again, like I've said before, because I say it all the time, and doesn't seem to get through that thick skull of yours. Mata pinned me to win your belts back. And the only other time we faced, you threw me through a cage and went on the floor for... We've all heard it all before, but still, technically, you haven't beat me.
Yes, but I was the one that pinned Kronos so that El Mata and I could get the belts.
I don't remember that either. Dewan, do you remember this? I'm pretty sure Mata just does all the work and Richard flaunts his money.
This jet is loud as hell. Hey, guys, there sure is a lot of things that I don't remember and we're not remembering, but I do remember that we're supposed to have another guest tonight or someone else special calling in. I don't quite know. I'm looking at my emails here again. My emails have sucked lately. Who do we have on the line? Do we have another guy coming on, or are we just going to listen to you guys argue all night, which I personally don't mind because I like when somebody gives the shark crap.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Hello, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for having me on your show once again. It's my pleasure to be here.
It's Alexander Jones, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Corbin Slater, and congratulations on winning your championships at SummerSlam.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So where's Nightmare Jones?
Nightmare Jones is gone. Remember I cut a promo like a while ago saying that I took out all of the anger and Nightmare Jones is gone? Remember?
He was just
like a promo
here.
A while ago.
He was just here. He was literally just on the show.
Anytime we said Alexander Jones,
he got pissed off.
That is impossible. There is no way Nightmare Jones was on the show because this is my first time calling in. And so, therefore, how could that be?
See, Corbin,
but
this
anyway,
is what happens when somebody's had too many head injuries, too many concussions. They get a little confused. It's okay, Alex. We understand. You're probably off the meds, but go ahead.
Well, thank you, Richard, please. Thank you. I mean, I don't really take any medication, but you are such a nice person all of the time. I mean, the positivity that you have. I mean, geez, what can you do, right?
Yeah, I wish I had some more positivity here in the studio, but I have Corbin Slater.
That is true.
Thank you for that.
He's a good guy. I mean, he's a he's a heavyweight champion, something that I'm pretty sure that you've never been.
Or Warrior's Heart champion. Don't forget to throw that in his face.
Or the Warrior's Heart champion. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, maybe Rashard Peace sounds a little bit jealous.
What? Is somebody backing up?
It seems like he's holding one half of a tag team title that obviously El Mata is carrying the tag team. Well, you know, you have Corbin Slater, who has two of the biggest titles in the group. So maybe Rashard Priest is a little bit jealous.
Yes, but I am the greatest Legends champion ever in chapter history, which is the third top-tier title. I am the only man to ever hold it twice, and here soon I will hold it thrice.
So you really think you're going to be able to beat Massacre? I hope so. I mean, it'd be great if you held a championship. I mean, maybe you could get some of that positivity. You never know. How are you today, Mr. Deron Mills?
I think DeJuan might be
I am good. I am good. Like I said, man, I'm on this damn jet, man. I'm trying to take off. I've been sitting here for a whole freaking hour. I'm ready to get my ass back in Kansas City. So, Alexander Jones, okay, I need you to do me a favor. Can you find your championship?
My championship? I don't have a championship.
Yes.
Remember, Magic could beat me at SummerSlam?
No, wait. No. See, that's a trick question. See, because just 5 minutes ago, you called in and said that your Legends Championship is sitting right there next to you. So
I didn't call in 5 minutes ago. This is my first time calling in. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
DeJuan.
Yes.
Don't confuse Alex. Once again, too many headshots. Alexander, apparently Nightmare Jones called in a couple minutes ago and is still claiming that he is the Legends champion.
Because he still has it in front of him.
Nightmare Jones called in. Nightmare Jones is gone. Remember, it's Alexander Jones now.
We don't know the answers. That's why we're asking you.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this is my first time calling in, so you're confusing me. I've got to go.
You know, gentlemen, I want to take a second and apologize. Because the last time I was in the ring with Alexander Jones, Nightmare Jones, whatever he wants to call himself now, I do believe I hit him with my spectacular punch. And I think I scrambled his brain a little bit, kind of on the same lines of what I did to Professor Caprell.
Well, everybody, I think that was Alexander Jones, the man full of positivity, also slightly confused, I guess, because of Rashard Priest. I'll give you that one. Never thought I'd say that.
Wow, okay. This show was very interesting. Holy moly. What can I say? Corbin Slater, this has been one of the most unique FWC tonights we've had in quite some time. As always, it's a pleasure to sit next to a champion. It's always a pleasure to sit next to a leader in the chapter. And let me ask you a question, man. We didn't really get a chance to talk to you a lot. What are your plans for the future in this chapter? I mean, we got another pay-per-view coming up here shortly. I know we're just coming off the wounds of SummerSlam. What are you looking forward to, man? What are you looking forward to defending your title again? And now that you're the Warrior's Heart champion, I mean, How does that make you feel, you know, being the actual face of the group, even though Rashard Prince would disagree with that?
Like we've noticed the whole night, Rashard Prince will disagree with anything we say, no matter if it's factual or fake, or because what he says is true. We all know this. But no, how I'm feeling go ahead, Rashard Prince.
I never denied the fact that Corbin Slater is the face of the FWC. He holds the Warrior Heart Championship, and it is a known fact whoever holds that title is the face of this group.
Well, thank you, Rashard Prince. You know what? That means a lot coming from you, and then I'll just wait a couple seconds before you say, but.
No buts. You're the face.
Oh, wow. Wow.
A butter face, but the face nonetheless.
There it is, everybody. Rashard Prince. Anyway, back to your question, Dewan, your very important question. No, I plan no mercy if someone decides to finally step up and work their ass off, step in the ring with me at No Mercy for the heavyweight title. I'm more than happy to defend it. Because Almada told me at SummerSlam, handed it off, that I have 290 days to go before I become on his level. That's what I plan on doing, is holding that belt as long as he did, holding him high, making sure the people get what they want. And as far as Warrior's Heart Championship, it's not often you get second chances. And I'm not going to let this second chance go to waste. Be even better than I was the first time.
Wow, strong words, man. Rashard Prince, any final thoughts about tonight or this show or anything you'd like to say about yourself before we get up out of here?
Dewan, you know I'm not usually one to talk about myself, but since you brought it up, I have something that I will be releasing to the chapter here in the next couple days to make somebody else jealous because of what I can truly do.
Is it your tax returns? Are you finally releasing your tax returns?
I'm sorry, Corbin, what was that?
Are you finally releasing your tax returns? That's the big surprise, right?
I pay my taxes every year.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was thinking of another billionaire. Sorry.
All righty then. So, final thoughts from Corbin Slater, final thoughts from Mr. Rashard Prince, and final thoughts from me, man. Before we get into that, once again, we want to thank our sponsors at the Russell Todd Podcast with Joe and Renee. That could be heard every single Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, www.wrestletoddpodcast.com. Again, this week, we got Rick Savage coming up on the show. Also, Velvet Thunder, sponsored by Colin Elbow, hailing from Singapore. My final thoughts, there was something that was said earlier today, and I know AJ always has these big sayings, and I always has these inspirational quotes to end the show. And there was an inspirational quote that was ran by my way today, man. It really meant a lot to me, and hopefully it will mean a lot to you guys. And I read in the quotes, "One bad chapter doesn't mean." Thank you everyone for tuning in to the FWC tonight. Until next week, this is Dewan Mills, the head admin, the gentleman, Rashard Prince, and our Warriors Heart champion, and FHC, Corbin Slater. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. This night got me confused.
You're welcome.